We are learning Mesechta Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We're starting from the brand new Mishnah on Daf Mem Dalid Amud Beis. Zok Tehillige Mishnah. We are continuing the process of giving this person Mises Bezdin Skila, to be specific. And we already passed saying the Vidui. And now we're going to talk about the Skila. So Hoya Rochoik Mebeis HaSkila Arba Amos. When he's 4 hours away from the place where he's going to get skila, mafshita moisayis begadav, they take off his clothing. Ha'ish mechasen oisay milafanov. By the man, they still leave him covered in the front, as erva. Ve'isha milafanea macharea. In the front and the back, because both are erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Ha'chom ha'imrim, ha'ish niskal arum, ve'inish niskal saruma. It's only a ish niskal arum, and not a isha. We'll see, he's learned that from a pasuk. There's also a svara to it. The svara to it is that a person will die faster if he doesn't have clothing to protect him, and we want a person that shouldn't be in pain to go very quick, and therefore that would be the beer hadvarim. But we'll see, it's a pasuk. So we have a shaila in the Mishnah: if a isha is a skelas aruma, the Tanakhama says, Rabbi Huda says yes, but you cover him with nevach achra. Chom say bechlal, a isha is not a skelas aruma. Zok the Gemara on top of him, Hamad Aleph. Tana Rabbanon, ha ish mechas noisay perik echem lefanov. You cover him one part in front. Either perek means one part, or perek means a piece of material from the front. In the front and the back, because all considered erva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The chom oimrim, chom say a ish niskal arum, veina ish niskal aruma. Bechlal, the ish is not niskal aruma. So my tamayah derabbanon. What's pshat derabbanon? Omakor, the pasuk says. Now, how do we know that you kill someone arum from the pasuk v'rovmu oisoy, which sounds like he himself without his begadim? My tamayah derabbanon. Omakor v'rovmu oisoy. So the Mara says that's the drasha derabbanon hold that the isha is not niskelas. Break the Gemara. My oisoy. Ilim oisoy v'loisoy v'chsev. But say, what does Rav Moshe mean? That you only kill her? You only kill him, not her? Only he gets skila, not her? That they both get skila. So Rav Moshe cannot only mean that he gets skila, not her, because she also has a parish of skila. It says in the pasuk, "Which is isha who is isha." Ella my oisai oisai b'loy kesusai ha oisai b'kesusa. So the drasha goes like this. Varogmo Isai, we already jumped the gun, we spoke about before, but you could have said maybe it means only he gets skila, not her. That's not true. They both get skila. So Isai is saying he himself without his clothing. And we darshan dafka by him and not by Isha. That's the darsh, that's drasha also. Isai like susa, ha Isai be susa. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Isai belay kasusai, loishna ish, loishna Isha. If you look at Rashi explains the third line from the top, Rehuda Aimelach, Isai lav lamuti Isha also. Ella Riyala learned to teach us the Niskal Arum, the Ma'os Nafkalab L'Ksusa. He says you can't use it for two things, you can't double dip. The Pasuk Oysa is teaching us that you go out about the Ksusa. You can't tell me that Oysa is also telling us Loy Oysa. It's not a dick. The Oysa is to tell us that he gets stoned himself without his clothing. So therefore, Rehuda says you have no right to make that drasha. So Elamai, what is Pshat in the Rabbanon? So Tosis actually learns that it's takenaf on the pasuk. Look at the top Tosfos. It says lav mikra darish the leka miyat lahachi the oisai itzrich lemidus like susa. You need oisai for that. Top Tosfos says so. Rehuda's right. Elahai in time a kafarish mishum hirura mishum bezayin. We'll see if the more comes out. But either because the reason why we don't cycle a isha aruma is where our clothing is because either because of hirur or because of bezayinus. That's too much bezayinus for her, and we don't want to do that to her. So now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss it. So it comes out, if you cycle a isha aruma or not, do you give a isha skila without clothing or not? Lememra the rabbanon chayish lerura must be rabbanon hold you chayish lerura, which means vitais is pasuk because that's the whole reason for rabbanon. And even if you don't, the Rashi rabbanon is also a question. Rashi the rabbanon lerura speaks out that the lav hay time the hidur rabbanon leachcha kra lehavshata never law not kadesh Thomas Meyer because. Even if you wouldn't have him a car for it, let's say, like Raymond, maybe Townsend from Rashi, he learns that Oysoi, it only teaches us him wear clothing. She, there's no car for her. But still, she's still recycling her clothing. That's a svara. She should die faster. Elamai, the Rabban holds the problem of her. So we're saying, Shteita, Rabban holds the problem of her. And that's why we're not cycling her aruma. Rabbi Udloi Chayash Larura. So that's what comes after Magamara, Lachara. That the Nar Mishnah, Rabbanon hold it, is a problem here. Who knows no problem here? Break the Amar, Vayib Chashamina, Lo. We have a Mishnah, Masechta Soita, that says that Mamish punked the opposite. The Talmud to the Mishnah. It says by the Soita, we try to embarrass the Soita, we undo her here, and not only that, we rip her clothing. And Tanana Koin Oiches Brogadeha, we rip her clothing, it's by the neckline, they schlep the clothing. Im Nikru, if it rips. Im Nifru means it rips to a lot of little pieces. It's a stronger lotion of ripping, of tearing. Ach megala es liba until her heart is uncovered. V'soisa esaira, and the undoer here, that's Tanakama says. That's the Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, im hayo liba na'a lohay megaleo. If her chest was nice, lohay megaleo. Im hayo esaira na'a lohay m'soisa. Did not do that because you worried about hirura. Amar Rabba. Oh, so that's a very Amara's tarot. So what's the kasha? The kasha is the chayra to steer Rabbi Yehuda on Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because in our Mishnah it says, Rabbi Yehuda says that you cycle her aruma. And here Rabbi Yehuda says, don't rip her clothing because they might come to her. So it's Mamash Shtira, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. What are you going to do? It's Mamash Shtira to return Rabbi Yehuda's. Amar Rabba, Hos Mayan Taim, Hashem and Teitze, Mebezin Zakha, Vizgaro Ba, Perchekuno. They were worried that she's going to come out of Bezdin, which means leave the Beis HaMikdash, Zakai. And since she went through this process, so therefore, there's going to be a shayla of her. Ha'cha ha'miktala. Here she's getting killed. So what are you worried about? V'chi teima. This is aruma. It's while she's getting killed. It's not suffix. She's getting killed right now. V'chi teima. Osilas guri b'achronisa. Maybe if you have her about this isha, you'll come to have some her about a different isha. Amar Rabba, gemiri ein yitzar shel. The misha ein avrayis. The messiah is the yitzar is on shel to someone you see. Not someone else. And therefore, since she's getting killed, we're not worried about it. There's a problem of hirur itself. It's a good kasha. I don't have good tarots to that. It sounds like here the whole problem of hirur is you might come to a maisa with that person. The person's going to die, it's fine. What about the hirur, the riyah itself? The riyah itself, it's a good kasha. I don't have good tarots to that kasha. But in any case, we're answering this deal like this. That the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah says, you're not worried about her, why not? Because she's getting killed. Mashenkin, Rabbi Yehuda of Soita is different, because there she might walk out Zakoi, she might walk out Potter, and therefore there'll be a problem of her. So, Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda, the Kasha, the Rabbanon, like Kasha, they only took care of Rabbi Yehuda. What happened to Rabbanon? Rabbanon have the opposite Kasha. Rabbanon here say, you're Chayesh Laruru, and there you're not Chayesh Laruru. So, what happened to Stira Rabbanon? You didn't answer that Stira. Amar Rava, the Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanon like Kasha, Rehuda like Kasha, Kadeshanina, like you answer. What do you answer? That there she's dying and there she's going to be alive. The Rabbanon like Kasha, also not sure. Omar Kral, the Pasuk says that when it comes to someone who does Aveira, each does Aveira, it says, Veshbati Zima min Aretz, Vini Vasru Kol Hanoshim, Loisa Asena, Kizimas Chena. That everyone's going to get warned and not going to do a ma'isa like this person who does a ma'isa's nos. So therefore, the halacha is that when it comes to asaita, even if she comes out zakai, she's still not the most tzenuadika person because she obviously secluded herself with someone. And therefore, we want to teach everyone a lesson and therefore we embarrass her. We embarrass each other a lesson. Ha'cha, there's no reason to embarrass her. She's getting killed. Everyone is scared enough. In l'cha yisu gadu mazeh, everyone's scared enough, she's getting killed. So that's the answer. The answer is that there we want to make her most bizarre as possible. But here she's getting killed. Ein yisugad mazeh. And like Rashi explains, the reason why we don't think it's not because of her. The reason is because why should you do that to her? She already got enough punishment. She's getting killed, and therefore we don't undress her. So Freit Gemara, do both. Make a real good lesson. Chita leva by tarti. Amar Nachman Avu Amakra. V'havto recha kameicha barla misiyafa. Pick the person a misiyafa. So and misiyafa is it shouldn't be embarrassed. So embarrassed, and therefore, since she gets embarrassed, we do not kill her without clothing. So the man's not so much embarrassment, but him it's better that he should die quicker than the embarrassment. The Gemara is going to speak something in a second. We'll speak that out again when we see the Gemara. So Gemara is a kasha. Lame of Nachman Tanoi. Rav Nachman says that Misa Yofa is with clothing. Ayer Huda says without clothing. So maybe it's a Tanoi. The Kuli Alma is to Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees with Rav Nachman that you're supposed to pick out a Misa Yafa. But Bahakam will come after you. This is Machlaikis. Mar Savar Bezyoine, the Isha, the Inish, Adifale, Tfei, Menicha, the Gufe. That the Bezyoinis is worse to him, let's say Rabban hold, more than dying quicker. He'd rather have a little pain than have so much Bezyoinis. So Mar Savar, Menicha, the Gufe, other Bezyoine, that he'd rather die quicker. More than the Bezoyna, therefore you could take off her clothing because it's still better for her. So it says, Misiyafalai is what Misiyafalai is. Is it better to die quicker or to not have Bezoyna's? By the man, he'd definitely rather die quicker and have the Bezoyna's because Bezoyna's is not so much for him. Remember, he's being covered from the front. So the rest of being undressed is not so big of Bezoyna's for him. He'd rather die quicker than have that Bezoyna's than die longer and not have Bezoyna's. But Isha is the opposite. And that's down the Rabbanon. So when Tav Tosis spoke out that the reason why we don't kill her undressed according to Rabbanon is not because of Pasik, if you look at Tav Tosis again, look, it says, V'hainu time, we got farish from Hiruro, or the Mar says at the end, from Bezyaina, Alts Bezyaina. That's the Maskana's going. Not Alts Hiruro, it's Alts Bezyaina. Adkan, that Mishnah with the Gemara, which explains it. Now we'll go to the next Mishnah, get to the base Haskilim. Zog to Mishnah. Any questions on this Gemara? Klar? The base skill was two floors high, two stories high, which means, really, not mamash two stories high, two of his height. If he's a six-footer, it was 12 feet high, plus if the guy stands 6 feet, so he's been falling from 18 feet high. One of the Eidim, gives him a push on his waist. He's standing straight by the end of the top, and they throw him right off. He falls on his face, on his heart, and he usually will die from 18 feet high. But if he doesn't die, so they turn him over. If he's dead, good. They turn him over. The reason is, Rashi says, it's bizyonis for him to be lying on his stomach. So Rashi, kshemushkov praktin hu maguna b'yoyser. It's embarrassing. So you turn him over. The other aide, now the first aide pushed him back down. The next aide gets a job because the pasuk says, Yada aid them, Tia by Rishina. So now the second aide comes, Neitel's Evan, takes his big stone, but Neis Taliba and throws it on his heart. Some of the Rishonim say it means from the second floor. So Amezpa Yotza, if he dies, good. Vimlav, Rigimasa Bechol Yisrael. Then the Gans Klai Yisrael stones him. Shinema, Yad Eidim Tia by Rishina, Lamisa, Yad Kalam, Abachorina. First goes the aidim, and then the Yad Kalam Abachorina. And the pasuk says, Vyarta Ra Mikabecha. So that is our Mishnah. Zot the Gemara of a ton of a koyma shalom yarekan shalosh, and his own height is three times his height, which is around approximately 18 feet. You throw him off the base skill of 18 feet high. For the Gemara, you need 18 feet to die. Me being a coolie high, where a minu master kasha. It says by a bar that it's not only a bar that someone's chayef for. If he digs any type of ditch, he's chayef for that. So why does it say bar? So the Brisa says. Just like a bar has enough to kill. The bar is usually 10 tvachim, and that's enough to kill. So anything that you dig in the ground, it's only chayiv for the Mises HaShar if it's 10 tvachim. So you see that it's enough. 10 tvachim is enough to kill a shar. So why do you need 18 feet over here? The Chari says, Klar, 10 tvachim is enough. See, 10 tvachim is enough to kill. Oh, it's a good kasha. That's a good kasha. That's a shar, not Adam. What chaykh is it? Temples for a shar. What do you got to do, Adam? Very good kasha. So Taisus answers. Taisus from Masmur Raminu answers the kasha. Raminu, so it's tiny Taisus, says, how the park of a shar, Adam, on Adam, shum the hasan now, the shin shar of the Adam. It's Masmur there. Adam would be chayiv also. As long as shar, the Adam dies also, you'd be chayiv. A shar of the Adam, me. It's Masmur. Adam could die also in 10 tvachim. So Gemara's kasha is that why do you need 18 feet? 10 tvachim was enough. 10 tvachim is approximately 40 inches the most, and 40 inches, a little more than 3 feet, which is kind of interesting to think that someone could die from that. But as I said in the Gemara,
when you're not ready for you die quicker. You're not ready for you could die quicker.
Right, right. So there you fell in. You said, okay.
Maybe the Hevel hits.
Huh?
Maybe the Hevel helps.
Oh, the Hevel. Okay, so here, throw him down into Hevel. Right? Hey, tiny Hevel, tiny good. I'm a krov, I have to reach kamecha. Borrow the Misa Yafa. You want a Misa Yafa? That's a little bit iffy if you fall into that bar. It's possible you'll survive. We want a Misa that it's 100%. Yachalik Vayet face. Why don't you make it throw him off the Empire State Building? My answer is from the Nivel. That will break apart. That's not by Kavadik, and we want always to be by Kavadik, and therefore we don't do it in that way. We throw it off the 18 feet. Then it says in the Mishnah, Echem Eidim Daichvay. One of the Eidim push him off. Tanu Rabbanan. Now, how do you know? If you learn the Pesukim, when it comes to Skila, it doesn't really say anything about throwing him off a roof. So, where does that come from? The answer is, this comes from the Parsha of Har Sinai. It said in the Torah that you should not get close to the Har Sinai, Le Sigabai, and if you do, you're going to get Skila. And it says that a lashon like this, Le Sigabai Yad, Ki Sokel Yisokel, O Yoroi Yiyore, in Behema Emish, Lo Yichya, Mashaycha Yoyvel HaMiyal Bahar. That's what it says in the Pasuk, in regards to Har Sinai. We learn that from there. Tana Bam, Nayan Shem Dechia, how do you know that you push him off a roof? Tam Aloymar, it says in the Pasuk, Yoroi Yore, it says Yoroi, which means throw him. Nayan Shem Shkilo Tam Aloymar Sokel, it says in the Pasuk, Sokoil. Nayan Shem Shkilo Vetchia, I know it's both. Tam Aloymar, double Osh, Sokel, Sokel, Oi, Yoroi Yore. Umanayim shemes says extra word. It's just they do both. Umanayim shemes betchia yotza yoy. It's a tamalayim oy. That's what it says oy. You don't have to do both. You only have to do both if you need it. Oy yore yore. So you see from here by Har Sinai you do both. You throw him off the roof and you stone him. Umanayim shafaderes again. How do you know that all other chayv eskila have the same halacha? Tamalayimar sokel yisokel. Which the drasha is like Rashi says loshen osid. It sounds like loshen osid. Which means, not only by Har Sinai, this is going to be in the future also, this is the way you do it. And since it's a Lashon Asid, therefore, we learn out that all Skila is done this way with a Tchiyah and a Skila.